The work I'm presenting this afternoon is not only for myself, but also for Dr. Andre Yates, who's our technical lead and expert, who's put in the numerous hours so far on all of the programming that's gone on with the FNMS and Rhapsody in Michigan. Just very quickly, I'll go over some background of the MDSS and our electronic laboratory reporting to date, talk a little bit about the implementation in Michigan, one of some of the specific issues that we've encountered, and then kind of where we want to take this as we move into the future. For the background on the Michigan Disease Surveillance System, that is our web-based electronic disease surveillance system that serves all 45 local health departments in Michigan. It's been live since June of 2004 with everything but STD, TB, and HIV, and then over the years we've added STD in 2005 and then TB just in January of this year. We have about 950 active users on the system, and you kind of see the breakdown. The majority are local health departments, but we also have, 25% of our users are healthcare providers that are providing data into the system. And then in 2007, we received just under 84,000 individual case referrals that resulted in just under 78,000, reportable disease condition reports. When you take those disease reports over the 4 years that the 3.5 years the system's been up, you can kind of see here the one big thing we like to point out is the increase in electronic laboratory reporting, up to about 18% of all of the case referrals that are initiated in the system each year, and that's without using the FNMS, RHAPSODY, and MSS products. We have a lot of hope for dramatically increasing that in the years to come. So what is our current ELRI reporting structure in Michigan? Currently we use a directory polling mechanism, which requires either file sharing or file transfer process. And it only accepts an HL7 version 2.3Z format, so it's pretty limited. This was all initiated in 2005 by the Bureau of Laboratories, and it was all designed to kind of meet reporting from them out of the Epic LIMS system. What we've done kind of since then is we have a Microsoft Access program that's been created to convert some flat files to an HL7 2.3Z format from certain labs. And that was really designed for kind of ARUP at first, and then we've converted it over to a couple of other laboratories that do a lot of STD reporting to try to take the burden of data entry off those staff. Here's kind of a breakdown of that historic electronic laboratory reporting that we have. Our regional lab in Lansing, those numbers fluctuate because we've had some changes in how we do reporting of mycobacterium for tuberculosis, and so that there was a drop there. But you can really see the kind of the breakdown, kind of the burden of the four lower labs, and they all have manual steps that we have to undertake either on a daily or weekly basis to process those files. And so by implementing the FNMS and Rhapsody, we're going to take a lot of those steps out of the process, hopefully. So migration to MSS or Rhapsody, or I like to call it my migraine to MSS and Rhapsody, the dates on there are correct. We've been looking at this back since December of 2005, and even starting hardware purchases and things like that, and then navigating through an IT structure to where we are today, which actually last week we did receive our first message via FNMS, but we still can't quite process it, which I'll get to in a moment. So what's the holdup? Plain and simple, it's a Michigan Department of Information Technology infrastructure failure. We have a centralized IT department in the state for the last 8 years, and it is a beast. And our IT program managers can't even tell us where we're at in security scan processes sometimes. So I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, we've had a system up and running in a test environment outside the state, but without the appropriate support, we can't move it inside of our firewalls right now, and that's the bottom line. We've also got a policy change in our IT department that doesn't allow encrypted traffic of any kind inside the state network, and this is maybe something that other folks are going to encounter. As a result of that, we had to move our FNMS server to a special zone, 1.49, whatever that is, and it necessitated actually bringing in another piece of hardware, another server, And now we need special permissions to open ports within the zone. Basically, they're trying to isolate encrypted traffic and really make it difficult to get inside the firewall. So it's making it, that's pretty much the holdup at this point. And unfortunately, it's never been done before, so we are the guinea pigs for the entire state, the first of its kind. So hopefully we'll work out some of the kinks for others coming behind us. So the configuration, this is a little bit confusing, and what I've tried to do here is we've got one diagram that shows kind of what our current configuration is and then what we kind of hope to do in the future. And so the servers that are all kind of grayed out in the red color are what we kind of see as our future expansion as we move forward with the FinMS Rhapsody MSS project. But currently we've got our messages coming in through a FinMS routing server, going over to another server that actually hosts the FinMS Rhapsody and MSS, and it'll parse it out to our MDSS production and test boxes. And then we would like to move in the future to adding other products like our Bureau of Labs StarLens program, BioSense, Micr, and then there's even a few others. So Michigan-specific changes. One of the things is the MDSS provides a very basic mechanism that maps SNOMED codes from the OBX5 segment of an HL7 message, and then it creates our notifiable condition within our disease surveillance system. So what we're using Rhapsody to do is take the OBX3 and 5 and not so much maybe map, but recode them to SNOMED codes that the MDSS can read. But then we also maintain the submitter-specific portions of those messages into the alternate coding areas of OBX 3 and 5. We've also got the non-CE OBX or culture result segments are, as Andre put it at this point, are our best effort estimates, and we'll clean those up as they come in, but a lot of times it's not standard in how they come in, and it changes from one lab tech to the next who's typing it into the system. So we've got to make our best guess at it and clean it up as we go. Another thing is we've made a lot of port changes, trying to address the security concerns of our IT folks. Andre's tried to reconfigure some of the ports within in the product itself, to ports that are more acceptable to their scans. And then finally, we've added a Java messaging system adapter to the MDSS. Allows us to get the messages in from Rhapsody, but then also it's going to be a huge help when we're trying to take data back out of the MDSS for use in NED's messaging back to CDC and other partners. FinMS interchanges. Andre likes to tell me FinMS is a great messaging tool. It's got a lot of potential. You know, it's got a lot of adapters out there at the state, national level, and even the hospitals and the laboratories. But some of the resources are limited. The machines and the technical resources and the time to kind of support FinMS from our level. And then also the party ID and the name trust, hierarchy is something that's kind of a concern to him, as he's expressed to me. And what we've been trying to do is we have the FIN party ID namespace under MDCH, and we're trying to take a kind of a systematic approach to starting everybody off the same and then, adding kind of extensions at the end to try to control that. But one of the things that I think it would be nice as if maybe our MDCH SDN certificate, helped us authenticate to our party ID namespace. And then maybe we could issue the certificates for programs and then sign the sub-party ID names. And then, programs would be able to go to a state name holder for its FinMS ID and certificate and give us some control over that. Let's see some of his thoughts on that. So what's kind of next? I would hope to have obviously some results to present, but I don't. But right now, we're currently working with Mayo Labs and also a kind of a larger hospital in Michigan, Hurley Hospital, who uses the SunQuest information systems, for their laboratory reporting. And right now, in kind of a test environment, we're getting about 15 to 20 reports a day from Mayo and 10 to 15 from Hurley. But once we can get issues with ports worked out, it'd be a matter of a very short turnaround to get these actually flowing into the MDSS. The other thing we're currently starting to work on is creating outbound NEDS messages for conditions with available messaging guides, and TB will be the first one that we tackle. We've got other large national reference labs that we've been talking to, such as LabCorp and Quest, a couple of other major hospital systems in Michigan that actually have laboratories that serve as reference labs for their health systems. And then also looking at migrating those other electronic laboratory reporting sources that I discussed earlier over to the Rhapsody product. And also, we've got a lot of other programs in the state that really want to leverage, you know, Rhapsody as an enterprise-wide solution. That would be our immunization folks, our vital records, cancer registry, childhood lead, heavy metals, and our laboratory folks. So, you know what? They're all really excited about, you know, Rhapsody and, you know, us kind of blazing the way. But I think we see a lot of utility in the software, and it'll take us a long way as we move forward. So, anyways, I guess I'd like to thank especially Arun and Robin and their teams. They've been a great help to Andre as we've been going through this, and I know it's really been a collaborative process with a lot of back and forth. And so as other folks move forward, feel free to, you know, contact myself. I know Andre's always willing to talk to folks, but those folks at CDC have been a great help to Andre. So if you have any questions, there's my contact information, and we also maintain some information on our MDSS website. So that's it.